those right. expectations.
It's all you now. Go for it.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, everybody, and it's so glad to have all of you on the call. And again, I feel honored to be able to do some teaching and training tonight, because I know a lot of the people listening that are so much more qualified than myself. But I'm going to get started. And when Joni asked me to do the training tonight, my first thought was to actually train on something that I felt comfortable training on, or something that I felt I was most knowledgeable about or good at. But then I decided to actually do this on something that put me out of my comfort zone, that I am not the best at, because I think that's when you grow, when you step out of the box and you look at yourself. And an area which I struggle with is actually not getting business partners, but developing business partners where they will continue to grow and by two and duplicate. So I hope this training will help some of you. And even though I struggle with this, this is no fault of my mentor, my leader, and my friend, Diamond Director Joni Pace, because she definitely does all she can do to deal with me. So with that being said, let's get started on the training. First off, let's talk about recruiting, because that is the most important task in developing people for your team. Obviously, if you can't recruit, you don't have a team. So when you're thinking and looking at people that you want to recruit, you need to be specific and know what you're looking for and why. And there's four C's that I kind of look at to follow when I was looking at leadership, and John Maxwell talked about these, and they really hit home with me, and I'm going to go over them fairly quickly. But the four C's when you're looking at a business partner is, first, chemistry. Second is character. Third is capacity. And four is contribution. So let's talk a little bit about each of them. Chemistry, that kind of goes without saying. When you're looking for a business partner, you want someone that you definitely feel comfortable working with, someone that you like and you enjoy, and you feel like that you can do business with them and you can teach and train them. That makes mentoring easier, because people like to work with people that they like. So look at the chemistry. If you have a business partner, make sure that you have a good chemistry with that business partner. Second thing, character. And most of us know what character is. But a good character makes trust possible. And if you look at trust develops strong relationships. And strong relationships make good mentoring possible. Because if you can develop someone with their character, then you develop trust. And that is very important throughout all businesses, whether it be Dynamax or your personal life. Trust is extremely important. So business partner, have someone that you can trust. Have someone with good character. Third one we're going to look at is capacity. And this is one that maybe I struggle a little bit with, but you want to look at somebody when you have a business partner that you can see their true potential. And when you're looking, look at, how does that person handle stress? What are their stress management skills? Can they handle obstacles? Do they do well with pressure and possibly failures? Can they handle that? In talking with them, what are your thoughts about that? The next thing you want to look at is their skill level. Can they stay on task? Are they able to listen? Are they trainable? That's important. The next thing to look at is their leadership. Do they have the ability to recruit? And do they have the ability to build a team with your hands-on training, and do they want to build a team with your hands-on training? And the attitude, because they've got to have a positive attitude. They've got to be tenacious amidst negative things, because when you're looking at any business, there's going to be positive, there's going to be negative, and there's going to be things that you're going to have to continue to be tenacious about and stay on task. And last but not least is thinking. Can they adapt? Because every day you have to adapt. We're always evolving and always need to adapt to circumstances. So that's important. And when you're thinking capacity, think through all of those things. And the last C is contribution. Can they contribute beyond expectations? And like I said, I had problems with capacity and contribution, because can they do more than I even expect out of them? And do they have the potential to lift everyone in your team up? Because we tend to just gravitate to a partner and not really look at what they bring to the table. Now, we have to bring things to the table. We already know it. We are accountable to those people that we bring to the table and bring to the company. But you also have to look at what are they bringing to the table, and are they going to bring what we want in a business partner? Now you've got a new business partner, and we're developing your team, and your team members, first and foremost, need to believe in that they're worth your time and your effort and your energy. That means you do have to spend some time with them, and you do have to take a personal interest in their growth and their development. You do have to teach and train from the calls, setting appointments, three-way calls, presentation, getting them in daily activity, Dynastar, Maxstar, rank advancement. It is daily activity that you are responsible for with these people. You'll notice in the beginning, maybe they're very eager to learn. And if they're very eager to learn and you continue working with them, then you know they're on the right track. Then as they get a little more into the business, and this is a major red flag, and sometimes I tend to overlook it, and this is real important. When you have one of your partners that all of a sudden you notice they don't feel the need for your instruction, or they don't feel the need for your attention, and they somewhat pull away, maybe avoid your calls just a little bit, they actually a lot of times are hitting a brick wall, and they don't know how to tell you that they need some guidance and they do need a little more attention. So look for that red flag. Step up with that person at that time. Give them a little more personal attention, but make it not business. Get them back into your fold with something that is fun, something that's a little social, that's not work. And don't forget to build your team up. Get back to that build them up and that rapport, because that does make a difference. So that's probably one of the most important things that I want each of you to look at as you teach and train, and it's that red flag. And I'm going to go back to body to your chemistry and your rapport with people. And Joni teaches and trains so much that your business partners reach their potential and their goals only through your teaching and training. But they have to do well for you to attain your goals. So you have to lift and continue to lift your business partners up. Don't forget that. Don't forget the word developing, because that's the hardest thing to do, is take time to develop your business partners. I want to talk about a few minutes, and this is, you're going to think is off the subject, but I'm going to talk about buffaloes and geese. True stories. A herd of buffalo, the lead buffalo, will actually make all the decisions. The other buffaloes stand around and wait for that buffalo to look and think and do what is best. Can kind of get them into trouble sometime if that lead buffalo makes a mistake. Flock of geese are a lot smarter because they fly in a V, in the V formation, and they share the load. In developing business partners, do you want to be the geese flying in a flock, or do you want to be a herd of buffalo? Obviously, the right answer is we want to be the flock of geese, because that way we're all doing a little bit and we're all sharing the load, and our potential for growth is much more dynamic. And your role as a team leader also is not to control your people. I know sometimes we want to get in and we kind of want to smother them, and we want to control them, and we want to make them do the right thing. We don't mean to be doing wrong, but we want the best out of them, and we want them to do what is right. Well, first of all, you have to learn you can't make somebody do it. And if you try to control them, and you try to push them, and you're overbearing, they're going to turn and go the wrong way. And a lot of times, you're going to actually run them out of the business. So balance is key. Be soft with your business partners, but be hard at the same time and point them in a direction that you want to go. Your job as a leader, as a team leader, is to guide, energize, and excite your business partner. And that is very important. And I'm going to say that just one more time. Your job as a team leader is to guide, energize, and excite your business partners or your team. You're supposed to help them through a lot of their fumbles and their flops and even their failures. This happened to me last week, and I just knew I had a new business partner. I mean, it was pretty much in my mind in the bag. And I told Joni, I've got these business partner, and I really feel like it's in the bag, and they're bringing two people with them. And, Joni's like, oh, hey, that's great. And Joni and I, most of you know, I mean, Joni and I are business partners, but we're friends. And so Joni says, okay, well, when you get through, give me a call. Wasn't totally to check up on me and see what happened. But anyway, I went to that meeting, and guess what? None of that happened. I mean, it totally fell through. And I didn't call Joni because I was like, I was kind of mad, and I was irritated at myself, and a little bit like, I didn't do the job, and Joni's not going to want to hear that. So I didn't call her. And Joni didn't call. She probably obviously knew why, but Joni didn't call. Well, the next day, I mustered up enough courage to call, and it was about noon. And I said, hey, I didn't call yesterday because I was mad and at myself and didn't feel like I did as well as I should have. And she said, Jan, don't you realize that you did the hardest thing there is to do? You were out there. You presented. You were making the calls. You should be so very proud of yourself. And, with that instant, I realized why Joni is a diamond director and why I'm still on my way to be a diamond director, because she built me up and she made me feel good and she made me realize that my purpose was to be out there and grow. And failures, in my eyes, was not necessarily a failure in her eyes. So really important to build your people up, again, in the fumbles and the flops and the failures. Developing your team, and I'm going to end with this, but developing your team requires a long-term mindset. It's not a short-term goal. So think a long-term mindset. Think the big picture. don't look through a little bitty hole. Think of the big picture and have lots and lots and lots of patience. Commitment. Developing your team is a total commitment and accountability to your people. Developing your people is hard, it's fun, and it's continued work. I'm going to end on that note, and I love teaching and training, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Jan. Appreciate those words of wisdom, and I think part of that whole thing that I took out of that, one of my takeaways was when you're trying to develop and build other people, your personal development has to take place as well. So we've seen great strides, and that's what Joni does so well is she lifts, from her position as a diamond director, she lifts everybody around her, not just yourself, but everybody, even on her team, and you're doing the same thing. You're picking up those attributes that you talked about of character and contribution and being that, and that's the confident person that you are. So thank you so much for what you shared tonight. Really appreciate it, Jan.
Thank you so much.